This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. This month, a female cougar believed to be preying on livestock near Hendricks Park was trapped and killed by Oregon Fish and Wildlife. A second juvenile male cougar was trapped and killed a few days later. Brooks Fay is director of Predator Defense, a national wildlife advocacy organization based out of Eugene. I asked him about the ODFW's actions in this case.
I think it was a gross overreaction, something that the public's probably not aware of is that goats and chickens and sheep are killed all the time by dogs, but it doesn't become front page news stories, and it's usually dealt with, you know, quietly. Of course, when you're dealing with an animal like a cougar, it's always sensationalized. While this was certainly not prime cougar habitat, cougars do traverse through that area, and they have for centuries. So it's not extraordinary. Cougars don't stay stationary. They move. It's their nature. They have large territories. And it's what's sad is the first cougar that was killed, the female, turns out it looks like it was the mother of the second cat that was killed, which was approximately 6 months old. The mistake was putting the traps out. We would have recommended that they just inform the community like they did with the postings and just make sure that if you do have livestock, to secure those animals properly.
My understanding was that the theory was that if a cougar has discovered that there's a food source, that they're going to keep coming back, whether to that house or to other houses in the neighborhood, and perhaps dogs and cats and other domestic animals would be victims.
Yeah, well, that's not bared out in the statistics. That's pretty much anecdotal. My feeling is this animal, the female, ventured up into the area just following deer and then came across this goat and made politically a bad move. But that in most cases, and I've dealt with over the last 37 years of dealing with this in Oregon, those animals usually move on. They don't stick around. And they're transient by nature. And the primary diet of cougars is deer and elk. And so while they do occasionally prey on livestock, it's still a rarity.
Do you have any sense of how many cougars there are in Eugene and in this area?
No, nobody knows how many cougars there are anywhere. They're very hard animals to count because they're so secretive. ODFW has a model where they estimate that there's 5,700 cougars in the state of Oregon. Yet that model has been criticized by the nation's top leading cougar predator ecologist, and that there's no one population. They're dynamic. They move around. I can tell you one thing. I've been in this area on and off for over 30 years in the Eugene Springfield area, and then on Spencer's Butte. There's been cougars up there the whole time. I've seen sign over the years. And, of course, there's lots and lots of food up there for them, lots of deer. Yet, for the most part, you hear very little problems of them preying on people's pets or preying on livestock. There's too much native game for them to basically go after.
This is KLCC News. We're speaking with Brooks Fay, Executive Director of Predator Defense in Eugene. You've said that hunting of cougars has actually increased quite a bit over the past several years.
We are now killing in Oregon more cougars than have ever been killed in the history of the state. More cougars are being killed now than during the bounty era when there was a bounty on cougars in the 60s, 50s. They used to sell approximately 500 cougar tags a year. In 2013, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife sold 55,000 cougar tags at basically $10 a pop in what's called a sports pack, where you buy a combination of tags. But what it has done to the cougar population statewide is now we have very young animals that are basically in a kind of what's called social chaos, that they're being so heavily hunted that the older adult, say, toms, the big male cougars that would hold large territories, they were a control mechanism because they would often kill the younger cougars that were dispersing into their territories. And so now we have very few of those old, large adult toms out there. The research from Washington State University, published peer-reviewed research of actual PhD researchers that are going out there in the field doing radio telemetry work are saying this is the worst possible policy to have. They've also admitted that we don't need to hunt cougars to control their population, that they're self-regulating. So this has nothing to do with public safety. And the great irony here is the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife's policies actually increase the likelihood and increase the chances of livestock being predated on by cougars, and also the possibility of a person being harmed. It's important to note there's never been a cougar attack on a person in Oregon ever recorded in history. And in all of North America in the last 130 years, there have been 21 fatalities.
Brooks Fay is director of Predator Defense based in Eugene. Two-thirds of Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife's budget is funded by state and federal hunting and fishing permits. ODFW's Michelle Dennehy says few hunters who purchase sports packs actually go after cougars, but more than 14,000 cougar tags were sold separately last year. She says 292 cougars were killed by hunters in 2013. A third cougar was photographed in Hendricks Park, but it has not been seen again. Friday, ODFW took away a trap that had been set for it. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.